So phytoremediation is using natural plant processes to remove contaminants from surface soil landscapes. From what we found, there are about 500 to 600 species so far that are capable of basically sucking up contaminants into their roots.
As in, the plants can suck up those minerals?
They can, yeah. Really? That's right. It's amazing.
How?
Well, I mean, think about how your normal plant works, okay? So as plants drink from the soil, they pull water through their nice hairy root zone. They pull in all sorts of minerals and nutrients, macronutrients as well, and they can break it down. They can make them into safer compounds. They can sometimes store them in their tissues where you can harvest them. And sometimes they'll just draw up the contaminants, break them down, and send it out into the atmosphere in really low quantities. So it's not like these plants are sort of releasing death gases or anything like that.
How do the plants feel about this? Like, because I can't imagine for them sucking up all this lead, they're like, yes, that tastes good. Like, does it kill them?
All plants have thresholds, so there's no superhero plant that can just suck up limitless amounts of anything. Some plants can, on the other hand, suck up really large amounts of contaminants before they start to show any sort of illness. Sometimes you might have to pre-treat the soil with something like a chelating agent, which makes the contaminant more bioavailable.
Bioavailable meaning like more receptive or...
Yeah, so basically you can change the composition of the contaminant so that it's more readily sucked up by the plant.
So you mentioned that lead could actually work in cases of remediation as well. What are contaminants that can be sucked up through remediation?
Lots. Okay, so you can remediate lead. We know other heavy metals too, like copper and zinc and nickel. Radionuclides like uranium and thorium can as well, and also complex compounds like PCB. Okay,
what's that?
We used it in light fittings, so it's a type of plastic, if you like. But the problem is that it takes a very long time for it to break down in the environment, and as it breaks down, it can actually become quite dangerous with its sub-compounds. So being able to basically suck up trace amounts of PCB and break it down safely in a plant is a really good thing.
And what do you do with these plants afterwards?
I mean, and that's another research area that we're thinking about in the future, is if this is going to be something that's used on a large scale, what do we do then with the plants once they've finished their purpose? Is this something where they can stay on site? What are the contaminants going to do afterwards? Is it better to basically harvest them and have them in landfill? But are you creating another problem with that? So that's sort of the next step in terms of phytoremediation, is it's like, can you find plants that can do this task? Do they work? Excellent. Okay, next step is, are they causing harm to the environment? So, for example, a question that I get is, if something's sucking up a contaminant and holding it in the tissues, what about herbivores? And what about if you've got reproductive structures like berries, are you going to be checking to make sure that contaminants don't travel across ecosystems that way, which I think is incredibly valid. So that's another thing we've got to explore too, to make sure that this is a biotechnology that we can use in the future without causing further harm.
What does it actually look like on the ground? Is it serious? Is it just literally planting certain types of plants that can absorb things up, and then you can harvest them and that land is cleaner?
So sometimes they look just like a crop. Do you know what I mean? Like in America, where they've got the Brownfields Initiative, where they're planting these big fields worth of phytoremediating trees, it can just look like a crop or a forest. So it's just all of the one species. But I think of the idea in the future where you might have like an assemblage of species. So particularly if it's in an area where lots of people look at it and interact and walk past it, it would be kind of good if we could start bringing in aesthetics as well as the ecological utility of the plants.
What are we doing now instead of remediation?
I think one of the most common practices we have is excavation and then taking it to somewhere else and basically piling it within a site, capping it, and then putting pipes and grass on the top. And you actually do see that. You see that a lot around Sydney. It's sort of like those random green grassy hills, and then every now and then you'll see a vent pipe. That usually means that there's something underneath there.
That's not very sustainable by the sounds of it.
I don't think so, no. I mean, it's sort of one of the only solutions that you might be able to come up with if it's a particularly dangerous contaminant.
Like, I guess it's on the different scale of contaminants, different practices that you're able to do, or which ones work better.
Right. That's definitely a scale problem, because if you've got a large amount of land that's contaminated by lead and you're able to scrape off that surface soil, it might actually be more cost efficient and easier to put it in a big pile and cover it. But then I suppose you're thinking in the future, then you can't use that land anymore. You can't excavate down into it.
How long until you think a practice like this would be utilized, and we'd move away from less sustainable options like excavation.
I think they're going to start paying attention when it becomes a really viable financial option for land managers. So one of the most exciting papers that's come out of this field over the last few years was these researchers that compared the cost of remediating a surface landscape with plans versus excavation off-site, processing and then putting new soil on it. And it actually turned out that the phytoremediation in this instance was 10 times cheaper.
How come it was cheaper in this instance? Was it because it didn't require, I guess, all the big bulldozer to come in and excavate? It was just the cost of plants.
That's right. So think about it. Okay, you're planting appropriate plants for the contamination. Okay, so there's a little bit of background research you've got to do to find the right plant. Once you've planted them, it's the trees doing all the effort rather than the people. Okay, so it's very little upkeep effort and upkeep, that's right, to basically maintain a phytoremediation product project, particularly if you've got the right species for the right space. Okay, so you might only need a little bit of water, a little bit of extra nutrients, and they're basically doing all the heavy lifting of removing the contaminants compared to actual people in machinery and shovels that are doing all of the actual lugging.